Hey, thanks for listening to the Bold Centennial Podcast, the podcast where I share about my week and what I've learned that I believe is important to know or just fascinating in general. The show where there's a little something for everyone. Now let's jump in. Welcome. My name is Sandy Badu, and in this episode, I talk about how to manage online classes. I know it's not an easy time for everyone swapping from in-person classes to going to online, especially if you've never taken online classes before. But here's the thing, I have, and quite a few of them, and I like them a lot. So let's jump right in. So like I mentioned, I've taken a lot of online classes over the last 6 semesters, and I just finished my very last course online so that I can officially graduate and walk in December. That is, hoping that COVID doesn't push back graduation even further than it has. But at one point, I even took the whole semester but one course online. But that one was even a hybrid, so half the class was actually online and the other half was still in person. So yeah, basically a whole semester entirely online. And I've always loved online classes. I felt like it left me with flexibility in my schedule. The main downside is that you need, and I place a strong emphasis on need, to be disciplined. You need to know when is work time, when is play time, and make sure that you're organized as to when assignments are due. Because I find a lot of people accidentally miss assignments and exams because you don't have someone in person to remind you, or you don't have to walk to class to take the test or submit that assignment in person. So how are you going to nail the semester along with any future online classes that you may take? So first thing, figure out how you remember assignments. During school, I swapped my methods out all the time, so I'm just going to note a few of my personal favorites. One of them is I would literally just print out the assignment page with due dates from each syllabus, and I staple them together in each pile by class. So you know when you get your whole packet of the syllabus, there's usually like a page or two, maybe even more, of like every single day, what you're going to do, what the assignments are due. I would literally just take those apart from the syllabus, staple it so that I had one packet per class, and then as I would knock out assignments, I'd just cross them off or highlight them, and then if the assignment was long and like more than a page, I would just rip off the pages one by one as I finished that period of like assignments. I really like that method just because like it didn't take much effort to put it together, and it was pretty good. The only downside to this is that you do have many packets, I guess, for you to manage. So it's up to you if you'd like to do that. Another way that I did, and I did this my entire first year of college, was I spent 2 to 3 hours the very first day of class when you obviously have very little things to do, and I made a long table in Word with every single assignment by date. So this was more time-consuming version of the first method that I mentioned, but it allowed me to have everything in order by date rather than having to go to each class's packets and figure out what was actually due. So instead, I'd go to the table that I made, and then, like I said, every single day I could see everything that was the next upcoming assignment. It just made it very easy to glance at it. I didn't have to like swap through multiple things. I had everything all at once, and I could also easily have it on one document on my computer. It just made it easy for me in the long term though, which is why even though it was kind of a time-consuming process, it still really worked out for me. But there was a point where I would just write on the notes app on my assignments, or all of my assignments as well. That way whenever I was out, I could easily just glance at my assignments list from my computer or my phone. The only thing is when I did that, I didn't take the whole time-consuming 2 to 3 hours and wrote down every assignment. Instead, I would just write what was like upcoming the next few assignments. So it was very different, and it was just like the recents. Last semester, I also just wrote every assignment in a month in advance at a time in my planner because I started planning out everything that I was going on between work and Bold Centennial and everything else that I had. So adding in the homework was very easy for me, so that way I didn't have to, again, just look in different areas. I had everything from personal to work to school all in one place, so that was another thing that was very easy for me to do. So yes, there are so many ways for you to organize yourself, but try one out and see if it works for you. If it's complicated, if it's overwhelming, or it's just not helping you, give another method a try. But I strongly suggest trying out different things for you to figure out what one method does work for you so that you don't miss out on an assignment, much less a test for that matter. So now you're organized and you know when class lectures are and when everything is due. How are you actually going to start learning? You no longer have a class to go into for every lecture. And I find online classes to be one of three formats, basically. Either through Zoom lectures, so you're still attending live lectures at a specific time, however, it is online. The other second method is you may have pre-recorded lectures for you to play as you go through the class. So it's kind of on your own time. They might have everything already pre-recorded from the beginning of the semester, so that's very nice. Or the third method is that there may be no lectures at all, which basically means there's usually just an online course to follow or straight up a textbook. For Zoom lectures, they are the closest to the actual class format, which is why I think many professors are switching to this format currently. My best advice for these is, first of all, just because they are online, still go to them. Don't miss them. I used to have an 8 a.m. Zoom lecture, and what I would do, because at that point I never woke up that early, I would wake up, watch the lecture, then crash until my next lecture, which was around 11 or 12. It definitely doesn't sound like a very ideal thing. It was very weird for me to do, but at that point, my sleep schedule was so off that it was the only way that worked for me. I knew that if I didn't make myself crash, I would just go to sleep super early and be super tired or just not feel my best the entire day. And usually whenever I work, I have to work later in the night. So it seemed off for me. So either try something like that, very weird, or you can also make sure that you do wake up early, half an hour, maybe an hour early, to still perform your morning rituals. That way you still feel awake and still feel good and can attend the class. But I did make it work. I still attended every single class, even with my weird schedule. For those who don't raise their hands in classes, I found it much easier to do it in an online format. Maybe because there weren't actually in front of me, I didn't really have any actual students or actual professor like face to face. But I don't know, it just kind of worked for me. So I would definitely take this opportunity to maybe start raising your hands more often or to finally start doing so if you never have before. And then maybe when you switch to back in person, you'll feel a little more comfortable. So it definitely could be a plus right there. If you do have pre-recorded lectures, these were the hardest for me for some reason. My strongest recommendation is developing a schedule as if you were going to class. If you have just one lecture a week for a class, then choose a day and just sit down and watch it. That's what I did with one of my, I think it was like a math class, but basically, I forget what it was, but basically I would always take the time. It was Tuesday afternoon and I knew that I'd have a lecture to watch and I would always watch it almost basically at the same time. And I knew that if I was busy during that time one night, that I would have to swap it out with something else. Whatever makes you watch it, then that's what you're going to do. You have to watch those lectures. It's up to you to stay on top of it, so don't miss out on them. The last format is if you have no lectures, which generally means you have to read from the textbook. If this is your class format, now you better read your textbook. You should regardless, but if your textbook is the only source of gaining your knowledge for that class, you better read every single required chapter of your book. If you don't, you're basically asking to fail because you have no professor to tell you what to do. You have no professor to upload any lectures or anything. You're literally just reading from the book. And I had one of those last semester, and it definitely is a pain. But read the book, and you'll get there. You're basically teaching yourself at that point, but at least you're teaching yourself something by reading. Now, if anyone listening can just read a chapter or attend a class and remember everything, you're incredible, and I am jealous of your skills, and I wish that was me. But for the basically 99% of others of us who can't just read a chapter real quick or listen to a class and memorize everything for the exam, we need to take some type of notes to be able to remember what we're learning and have something to study for when the test actually does come. When it comes to textbooks, I've never been one to write in my textbooks, but if that's you, feel free to highlight, write, and use sticky notes wherever was needed. The sticky notes was the one that, if anything, I would do. If there was anything very important or if I wanted to summarize the end of a chapter, I'd just write a couple quick bullet points, but I never really cared for actually writing in the textbook. If I had a physical textbook, I generally had a notebook where I would write bullet points of the essentials or things I truly did not know by each chapter. So I'd have like chapter one, this is it, chapter two, and so on, just so I can easily get back to it if I need to in the future. I will admit though, I am so much more of a digital note taker. Literally everything I do, apart from the actual physical planner that I have and to-do list, is probably online. My little brainstorming that I do for each podcast, it is online. Rarely do I write anything. So most of the semester, apart from generally quick 2 to 3 week courses I would take over winter breaks, I would type out my notes, but use the exact same method. I would just write out everything that's important, whatever I didn't know, whatever I thought was going to be very key. And if teachers were incredible and gave you a little study guideline, I would definitely write everything that they said might be on the test. I would write a note for it. Now, if I am listening to a lecture, I will generally have two tabs pulled up, either my Zoom or whatever tab I need for that specific lecture. And then one of my most helpful tips for digital note-taking is that if there are any tables, diagrams, or pictures you need from the lecture, whether live or pre-recorded, is I would take a quick screenshot of it so that you can easily place it on your notes. So I'd have the tab of the video, and then I'd have the other tab, which is my whatever I'm using for the actual note-taking. And then when that diagram pops up, I just take a quick screenshot. If I can pause whatever I'm doing, I will pause it, take it. If it's a Zoom lecture, usually they keep it up for a good amount of time. So I will just also try to screenshot that, and then I will drag it over to the notes. That way it's right there. I don't actually have to draw anything. I don't have to try to figure out how to make it digitally. It's already there for me. They did it for me, and I just grabbed it and basically copy-pasted it through screenshot. And another thing is, if you're in an actual class and you know your lectures are recorded, I will always record what time into that class we're at and then go back to the recorded lecture at that time and screenshot it. I'll use the exact same method. It has saved me so many times. It makes it so easy so that way you don't have to write it or draw it out or be in a rush and then not even be able to read what you're doing. That's definitely one of the biggest tips that I have. And I even shared that tip to some of my classmates and like a class little group chat that we had, and everybody loved it. So definitely, if you can do that, do it. But yes, figure out if you're a handwritten note person, typed note, if you write in textbooks, or you like everything in a whole other location. Figure out what works for you. The last thing that I have is, when it comes to studying for tests, you should already have your notes done by exam time. You should not have to need to finally watch all your lectures or to finally start reading your chapters right before the exam. That just sounds extremely stressful. It sounds like something I don't want to do. I don't want to plan my entire schedule around an exam. It just seems like for a bad time. So if anything, if rereading the chapters and rewatching the lectures helps you ingrain the material, then sure. But never should it be the first time that you're reading or watching these. Should be at least the second time. So go over your notes, make flashcards if you need them, or read everything out loud. Whatever kind of methods you take for learning, then try it out. And then if you've never found an efficient way to study for an exam, this is your time. This is your time to figure that out. And then, like I said, if you already had your strong notes before, it's very easy to just reread over them and figure that out. So like I said in the beginning, the main thing is discipline. Discipline to still go into class, still go to the Zoom lecture. I know it might be early. I know it might be really late. I know it might be in the middle of the day. Basically, what I'm saying is, when your Zoom class is online, anytime seems inconvenient. But you have to go to those lectures. You have to watch those lectures. You have to log in, watch those pre-recorded lectures, or those, I have had like audio-based lectures only as well. Listen to them. Whatever you need to excel in that class, you better be doing it still, because you're not going in person. If you have a textbook, you need to start reading that textbook. It took me a very long time, if I'm being honest, to finally start reading my textbooks. Unless, of course, it was a textbook-only class, basically, I would read it. But if it was ever optional, I kind of wouldn't read it. But then when I started actually reading, I started learning so much more. It became so much easier when it came to exam time. So if you have a textbook, just read it. It's pretty easy. Just read. And then the last thing is, take notes and know when things are due. If you can figure out what your best method of taking notes is and the best way for you to get organized for when assignments are due and when your exams must be taken, and especially what times those are due, then you're basically ready to go after that. Now, that's all I have for you today. And if you have a quick second, please rate and review this podcast. If you want to stick around, the second portion of the podcast is a quick weekly summary. This week, and I'm pretty sure for the next few weeks, will be all about adjusting my schedule and finding my own flow and rhythm in the day. I went from working 3 days a week to five to for my in-person job. I'm getting more tasks on my contracting. It's like a marketing job. And I'm still trying to find the balance to manage both Centennial somewhere in there, which I'm not going to lie, is going through a whole period of adjustment, and I'm trying to figure out the best schedule for everything. I have a lot going on, but as long as I find a good balance, I'm very proud of everything that I am doing and I'm going to be doing. I am also trying to get on a more tight sleep schedule, as I often have a lot of problems falling asleep and staying asleep. So I started going to bed as soon as I'm tired. So generally I can fall asleep around like 12. I'm kind of in bed and trying to fall asleep. And I have an alarm set at 9 a.m. every day now, which has honestly been tough. Usually I let myself sleep in. I never sleep in for too much. I usually still get about 9 hours of sleep, which I know is something that my body needs. It's about 9 hours. But usually I kind of end up waking up between 10 to 11. And so now going a little bit earlier to 9 a.m. is definitely tough. But about half the days so far, I have been able to wake up energized. But then I crash pretty early on, or I wake up and I just start scrolling on my bed for an hour because I feel so tired. That was basically this morning. I think I was in bed for 45 minutes and then I was like, okay, I'm starting to be awake. I think I can manage to make breakfast and then work out. So it's a little going through a period of adjustment, but it's okay. On the upside, I have been feeling very tired around, like I said, around 12, sometimes even 11, which for me is very early compared to the usual 3 to 4 a.m. that I sometimes go to bed at. And since I have been doing that, the longest I've fallen asleep has been, I think, an hour and a half, which sometimes I will stay in bed for 2-3 hours just tossing and turning. But most of the other times, I will crash almost instantly when I lay my head on the pillow and just put my phone down, which has been absolutely amazing. I think there's also, one or two nights I just tossed and turned all night, so I'm also very happy about that. So I guess it really has just been an adjusting period this past week altogether, and will definitely continue to be, both for my sleep schedule, trying to fix that, and during the day of trying to figure out how to make everything work, especially that, like I said, work is usually early afternoon until around 10 p.m. and trying to figure out a wake-up time and trying to figure out where to squeeze in everything. It's definitely an adjustment. But yes, with that, this concludes this episode. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week. Bye, guys. So that's a wrap. Thank you for tuning in to the Bold Centennial podcast, and I hope you rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever else you're listening this to. Any reviews and feedback help me out greatly. I hope to see you next week as I share more about my life and new things I learn every day. Bye, thank you.